Hey everybody, Nate here. Before the show, I just wanted to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, the Snack Nanny. The Snack Nanny is the latest, greatest spill-proof bowl. It's the first snack bowl for kids with a self-closing door. The Snack Nanny allows kids to snack freely without overeating, keeps kids entertained, and prevents them from creating a mess for mom and dad to clean up. Kids and parents love the Snack Nanny. It's easy to use, easy to clean, and includes portion control features that only the Snack Nanny offers. To order, go to www.snacknanny.com. or order from Amazon. Remember, you support our sponsors and they support us. Thanks and Nihei Debiru. Hey everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks. Everybody, this is your host Nate England, and welcome to another African edition of Chop Talk. Today's guest is my good friend, former co-worker, and fellow Jodo student, Miwa Kanazawa. Miwa is a contributor to the Okinawan Karate Times, and is a student of Yoshio Kuba, who teaches Goju-Ryu in Okinawa City. Miwa is a translator for Kuba Sensei's seminar tour of South Africa. The tour, organized by Imtiaz Abdullah, was a huge success. It helped to reintroduce traditional karate to South Africa, which has been dominated by sport karate for years. It also helped to promote diversity, bringing various groups together, in some cases for the first time. The dojos in South Africa tend to be relatively segregated, even years after the end of apartheid. So this is very important for the future of martial arts in the country. I was lucky enough to be invited along on this tour, which is the reason I was in South Africa in the first place. In today's episode, Miwa and I talk about how we met in Okinawa, our experiences training and working together, and she tells a few good stories about her first teacher, Kanzo Miyahira, including his run-ins with the Yakuza. At the end of the episode, we also discuss the current state of karate in Okinawa. And now, on with the interview.
Let's explain how we met.
How we met?
Yeah, so how we know each other.
Oh, yeah. It's the first time at the school.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Kuba-sensei and Shinzato-sensei kind of run around in the same circle of karate.
Not really close, because Shinzato sensei doesn't join any kind of organization.
Right.
But I was one of the editor member of the encyclopedia.
Oh, okay.
This is the first contact with Shinzato. Not this first time, because I was a student of university, same student, Shinzato sensei was there, and also Takamiyaki sensei was there.
Oh, really?
I was a student, and main subject different, but I know they are big karate masters, and I was writing karate thesis up there, so I had some interviews.
Oh, I see. So, was that Rukyu University or University of
Okinawa International
University? Okinawa Kokusai University, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, and my major is sociology.
Okay.
I was researching the foreign karate players, how they can succeed or understand the traditional mind.
Okay, the traditional. I remember the topic was the
traditional. Okinawan traditional and how traditional they. Keep or how they not keep.
So what did you find with that? What was it that the Okinawans defined as traditional karate?
Big subject for me. Too big, so I couldn't write enough at that time.
Okay.
But at that time I found it doesn't matter the nationality or ethnicity. Foreign people is more seriously to try to succeed Okinawan tradition.
Okay.
And they really seriously to studying very hard by book or DVD or something like that, or asking their own senseis. So more than Japanese or more than Okinawan. Sometimes I feel like so, yes, very much, because we think we can visit dojo anytime.
Right.
Anytime. And there is always my sensei there. Their answer for me.
Right. And if your sensei isn't there, there's another dojo across the street. And
there's another
10th dan on the second floor.
Another
guy in the next town.
So I can try another answer.
Right. So that's interesting, though. I mean, who are really serious about it, they just try to get any little piece of information they can.
So it doesn't matter nationality or direction from Okinawa. They want to succeed. Some people, they want to succeed tradition.
Right.
I know others are just commercialization to karate.
Okay. So they're interested in opening business, or
show business or sports business like that. But but I understand about that. But first time I should write about the differences.
Okay.
Budo and sports karate.
Okay. So what's the difference?
It's really easy. You know, the sports needs the rules. Mm-hmm. And judge and audience.
Okay.
But Budo don't need those kind of things, right?
Right.
Just practice by myself. It's enough. No audience, no judge, no rules.
Just you alone in the dojo.
Yes. That's
punching and kicking. Yeah.
Hi. So this is and then I met Shinzatsu sensei and they suggest me to join the editor's group of encyclopedia. And almost same time, my first sensei passed away.
Okay.
And I moved to the Kuma sensei's dojo.
Okay.
So, from that time, I was thinking every time if Kuba sensei and Shinzatsu sensei met together and talking a lot of things. It's really interesting time I thought.
Oh yeah.
So that's why I tried to make the,
get them together.
Yeah.
And was that interesting?
Very much. I visited Shinda Sensei Dojo with Kuba Sensei.
I was there when you two came. Was that the
first
time? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I was at that class.
Of course, they know each other.
Right.
But they don't have a chance to talk a lot. Yes.
So, I mean, a lot of things they do are very different. Obviously, Shinzato Sensei was Shorinru, but he has a very unique approach to Shorinru.
Yes.
And Kuba Sensei is obviously Goju. But there's a lot of similarities also.
Yes. No power. Very natural way to move. But another similarity is Kuba Sensei was studied Wadoryu
when
he was university student.
Okay.
And he practiced Naihanchi a lot.
Oh, really?
At that time. Even now, Kuba Sensei practiced by himself, nobody around there. By his train.
He secretly trains.
That's right.
Doesn't want to let anybody know.
Never sure.
Okay.
Yes. So, Shinzatsu sensei loves Naihanchi
much. Oh, that's everything is based on Naihanchi.
Yes, so,
everything.
So Kuba sensei enjoyed that time.
Yeah.
We visited there. That first time.
Okay. Right. And so, yeah, and then, so that was the first time you guys got together. So that's interesting. And then you and I wound up working together.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, I got the job at Shoyaka,
mm-hmm.
and you were...
They're already there.
You were already there, and you helped me out with everything?
No, sometimes, just sometimes.
No, I don't...
You don't need my help.
I do. I needed a translator, because they would come up and they'd put these notes on my desk, and it was all in Japanese. I have no idea what it is. Paul doesn't know, because his Japanese was better than mine, but not that much better.
Yes.
So then I had to get to you.
And yeah, it's my pleasure.
Yeah.
To help.
You helped me out a lot.
Yeah.
Looking for great entertainment? Want to find the best deals on food and drinks? Use the PubPal app to find great establishments near you. View daily specials, find live bands, karaoke, even poetry. If you're looking for something to do, PubPal is the answer, and it's only a click away. Download the app on the Apple Store and get the Android app on Google Play. And don't forget to like them on Facebook. Visit PubPalUSA.com to find out more. That's PubPalUSA. PubPalUSA.
And then you got interested in Jodo. How did you get interested? Was it just me talking about it all the time?
Yeah, the first time. No, before we were talking about Jodo, I know that kind of Budo in a novel I was reading.
Really?
Yes.
What was the novel?
Just, not so important kind, just for entertainment. But I also like play pool, you know.
Oh, that's right. You're a big pool. You were a pool shark.
I was.
You don't just...
No. I was. I was. And at the novel, you know, just entertainment things, but that, you know, main character was playing pool,
mm-hmm.
and also he can play Jodo, you know.
Yeah.
It's maybe more than 10 years ago, I was very young.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting, but how I get that kind of Budo, maybe not Okinawa, I think, but you're talking about Jodo, and is that one, you know? I should try. That's why.
Yeah, well, it was really interesting for me, because I had, the first time I saw, Jodo's not very well known.
Yes.
Anywhere. Even in Japan.
Yes, that's what I like.
So I would tell people, oh, there's some, what are you here? Oh yeah, I'm here studying karate, and I did some kabuto, and I did judo.
What? Judo?
Yeah. Judo. Like,
No.
Not judo. Jodo.
Yeah. Even Japanese.
Dojo?
No. Maybe they are misunderstanding foreigners.
They go, what about Bakugaijin? He means
dojo.
Judo
say,
dojo.
Yes.
この人が分からない. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like same.
Yeah.
What did you do? Judo? Like that. Yeah, I understand.
But I saw it for the first time years ago. It was right after I started karate. One of Grandmaster Trius's guys had lived in Japan.
Yes.
And he's Terry Sanders, and he studied sword and Jodo, and I think he studied jujitsu also. He was a karate guy.
Yes.
So when he moved back to the U.S., went back to the Grandmaster Trius's dojo in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Trius had him teach all of his guys a little bit of what he learned. So he taught him some sword and he taught him some Jodo. But just like the basics, like the first six movements, and then I think maybe like Renai, like one kata.
Mm-hmm.
That was it that everybody got.
Okay.
And so Sensei Walker taught that to me and a bunch of other people. And I really liked it because I liked Bo and I liked the sword.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sort of felt good.
Yes.
So that was one of my, but there, that was kind of all the information there was about it. So when I got to Japan, I was really interested in trying to find that. So when I first landed in Japan, I was there in mainland Japan.
Yes.
For about 2 months.
Looking for Jodo Dojo.
That's right. I was traveling around. I went to the Judo Dojo. I was at the Kodokan. And I was all around. But I couldn't find anything. So when time came to go down to Okinawa, I'm like, I give up. I'll find somewhere to do Kabuto, because there's not going to be any Jodo in Okinawa.
Different one. Yeah. I saw that kind of Jodo before I start, maybe almost same year.
Uh-huh.
I went to the interview for my articles on Karate News. There are some UK people visited the Karate Dojo, and I was there to interview them.
Mm-hmm.
And that dojo sensei is Uechiryu sensei, and also he did Kobudo.
Okay.
And he just imagined, the UK people is like a gentleman, so it's kind of stick or something. So, Jodo kata is best for them. They don't practice Kobudo. Anything about Kobuto, but they want to try anything in the Okinawa.
Right.
So he suggested, how about Jodo?
Okay.
Because it's a Japanese stick.
Right.
And you guys coming from gentleman's country. But it's really interesting kata, so just really short one.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a chance, I try to practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was really intense. They thought everyone was still walking around with a cane and a top hat.
Yes, that's right.
Hey, everybody. Remember, if you have an upcoming seminar, tournament, or other martial arts event, let us know, and we'd be happy to announce it on the program. And now, back to the show.
But I got real lucky. I found Fukuhara Sensei.
Yes.
And he's a really nice guy.
Very much.
Yeah, and he helped you out with your car, right?
Yeah, very much.
What did he do? Your car...
Broke down. Suddenly, engine stopped when I was driving on Route 58.
Mm-hmm.
So, busiest road in Okinawa.
Yeah.
I was lucky because that day, just Sunday early morning.
So there's not that much traffic. Yes, you could push your car to the side.
No, not by myself. Just throwing away, just like.
Coasted off to the
and called the factory every time I use, and they bring another car, replacement car. What did it say?
Replacement car, rental car, loaner.
And really, really old one. Something strange smell old car. Old car is really. Smell something, right?
Right.
You can drive this one as long as you want.
But you didn't want to drive it at all.
Yeah, that's right. They check what happened to your car. And maybe 2 days later, it was a Jodo training day.
Okay.
I was in Fukuhara Sensei's place, and I got a phone call from the factory. There is bad news.
Oh.
They said you should change your engine.
Wow!
Or you should change the car.
Wow! That's really bad news.
Really bad news. I need lots of money, right?
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of money.
No.
Suddenly, before I go to South Africa, I need more money, right?
Right.
Before a trip,
you've saved up for the trip, and you can't spend it on a new car.
Yes, that's right. So, at that time, Midori-san, my partner, talked to me. I heard Fukuhara Sensei's daughter bought a new car, and now she's waiting it coming. But their car, old one, is really old, maybe 10 years old, but...
See, 10 years to me is a new car.
Me too.
Your car's only 10 years old? Nice.
Yeah, that's right. And also, just 50,000 kilometers it driving, Not so.
No, that's not much at all. Well, Okinawa's not a big place, so you can drive from one end to the other, not put many miles on your car.
Yeah, but I'm driving 500 kilometers each week.
Oh yeah, because you live in Naha.
Like, Ginowan.
You live in Ginowan.
I have another job at the nowhere in Okinawa.
Right.
So I driving so hard, so that's why I need a car.
Yeah, you have to.
So
yeah.
And then I asked the Fukuhara sensei, I heard your old car is not, you don't need anymore. What do you do, you know?
Yeah.
You want to sell that car? So, sensei, I tell sensei my situation first.
Right.
Then Fukuhara sensei told me, why don't you use my car? Why don't you get my car?
Yeah.
No, just he gave me.
Wow.
And insurance things, just that you do yourself.
Yeah.
That's all.
Just pay the insurance and it's done.
It's done.
Wow.
I'm really, really lucky.
Yeah.
But it takes a little bit of time
mm-hmm.
because we were waiting to come new car.
Mm-hmm.
And also take insurance and some, legal check.
Right.
In car. It takes maybe a couple of weeks.
So that's right. You have to have some... I remember that. There's some sort of check you have to have in Japan when you sell a car or buy a car.
Also, the Fukuhara sensei's car is a little bit special car,
Really?
To, put in a wheelchair behind the car. So, behind, trunk is a little bit different from usual car.
Okay.
And behind the car, behind the back seat,
mm-hmm.
it can put into a wheelchair.
Who needed the wheelchair?
Fukuhara sensei's mother.
Oh. Yeah.
But she didn't need use that way.
Uh-huh.
So just using popular car, regular car.
Yeah, just
But if I go to the shaken, legal check, there are special way. I heard so from the factory guy. So
there's always some special requirement in Japan. Some paperwork
right.
you have to fill out, some regulation you have to follow.
You know that.
Yes, Japan have everything planned out exactly.
Unfortunately, I don't drive just one time to bring to the factory.
Okay.
Fukuhara sensei's place to factory. I drove
mm-hmm.
just one time. I drove. That's all. And then I leave Okinawa.
Hey everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks.
I was lucky he took me in his dojo.
Yeah, thank you, Nate Senpai.
No, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. But I remember the first time I went to Fukuhara Sensei's dojo.
Yes.
Well, I was at the Budokan,
mm-hmm.
and I had watched the first practice, and
yes.
it was Ikeda-san and another guy who doesn't work out anymore. He's a high rank karate guy, but I don't think he was working out when you started.
Okay.
And then one other guy, and I watched him for about 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
inviting me back the next Monday.
Yeah.
I watched it, and then Fukuhara Sensei invited me to his dojo. So
that's interesting story.
I remember when Ikeda-san was supposed to meet me at the monorail station, because I had no idea.
Yeah, Furujima.
Right.
Yes.
So I get there and I meet Ikeda-san. I remember he says, Nate, we go to Sensei's dojo.
Like, all right. Yeah, I can't imagine what he said.
His name is Sensei. You call him Sensei. I'm like, I can do that.
I know that.
So it was great, but it was great because when I first got there, they worked out in the morning.
Yes.
And then the karate was at night. And I didn't have anything else to do. That's why I was there
at first.
Yes. Eventually, I had to get a job because I needed to eat and do things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great because class would be from 9 o'clock to 12. I'm sorry, 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
Yes.
But we'd show up at 9 or 9:30 and work out. And then work out and then have class. And then for an hour or 2 hours afterwards, we'd stay and work out after class.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Really nice schedule.
So I got to do a lot and learn a lot in that first that first 6 months that I was there. So I'm glad they they had the patience to sit around and teach me for that amount of time.
Hey everybody, Nate here. I just want to take a minute to talk about our new sponsor, the Micro Bar. The Micro Bar is an innovative, cutting-edge new type of seating that's perfect for restaurants, cafes, bars, and even the party room at home. The Micro Bar is a very versatile product, and it's perfect for residential or commercial applications. It can be used alone or grouped with other Micro Bars to create multiple seating arrangements. The Micro Bar is perfect for anywhere that seating and standing people interact. So whether you're looking for a new piece of furniture for the breakfast nook at home or you're remodeling a restaurant, go to www.microbar.net. That's www.microbar.net. Or call 513-232-9405. Thanks again for supporting our sponsors.
But going back to karate,
you
didn't start with Kuba-sensei. You started with...
another sensei.
Okay.
Yes. His name is Kanzo Miyahira.
Okay.
And he is also a unique guy. He was a national coach of Philippine national coach.
Of the Philippines?
Yes, but I don't know what kind of connection between Kanzo sensei and Philippine. But I should ask about is Kuba sensei. Maybe he knows.
Maybe.
But first time I met him, he completely looked like Yakuza. Very much, you know, wearing this colorful shirts.
Yes.
Really, really strange color.
And he was covered in tattoos.
No. Didn't have any tattoo, but big, like Kuba sensei's shape.
Yeah.
And yes. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting guy. But he always told me or told our student, you should not fight, you know. Mm. If you fight, you should leave dojo and don't come back anymore. And I told about story to Kuba-sensei.
Uh-huh.
Kuba-sensei really, really laughing because Kanzo-sensei loves fight very much. Very much. And he owned his bar.
Okay.
He was bar owner.
Where was his bar? Was it in Naha or Okinawa City?
Naha.
Okay.
And one night, lots of Yakuza visited his bar. Because, you know, I'll take care about your bar, so give me some money like that.
Right.
Like Yakuza style.
They come in and say, we'll make sure that nothing happens to your bar.
Yes,
you give us a little bit of money and no one will break the windows smash it.
Yeah. So that time Kanzo sensei tell his, you know, bartender or boys, you know, working out there, okay, you close the door, close the window and go home like that way. That he's, you know, bartenders.
So he sent the staff home, the waiters, the cooks.
And after that, fighting. And I don't remember how many yakuza there, but not one. Okay. But Kanzo-sensei won.
we'll just say like 20 or 30.
No, I don't say like that.
Oh, okay.
But so why he closed all the window and door?
So they couldn't escape.
That's right. You know that.
I think I saw that in a movie.
Same way, but yeah.
So he won.
Yes.
And they gave up.
Yeah.
They didn't mess with him anymore.
He don't need yakuza. He doesn't need yakuza.
He didn't need their protection.
Yes.
Did he offer to be a bodyguard for them? Mm-hmm. Then it's like, look, if you pay me, I'll help you guys out.
That's right. That's right. But he doesn't need like such a bad way.
How old were you when you started?
I was 11.
Yeah, 11. Okay.
But I left dojo a lot.
Okay. Because you got in a lot of fights, so you had to.
No, that not meaning. You know, just study to go to university or something.
Oh, okay.
Or just lazy.
But you got serious at some point, right? When did you really get more serious about it?
Just lazy, maybe.
Or you're just lazy?
Yes. I believe, and anytime I want to go back dojo,
mm-hmm.
There is sensei always, I believe so.
Yeah.
But one day, suddenly he passed away.
Oh, wow.
See you next lesson. No next wow. coming. So I know I should practice more harder than, yes.
Mm. That's too bad. But then you found Kuba-sensei. And Kuba-sensei, those two, they trained under the same person.
Yes.
Or they had the same teacher.
Yes, Toguchi-sensei.
Toguchi-sensei, okay.
Yeah.
And so you found
Kuba-sensei
and joined his dojo. How come, he had to have other students, though, right? How come you decided to go to Kuba-sensei instead of some of the other ones?
First, I met Kuba-sensei first time. I was about 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My Kanzo-sensei still alive, and he introduced me.
Okay.
Kuba-sensei. But I really forget about that. But who is that strange-looking, like, scary guy? Is Kuba-sensei.
He's not strange-looking or scary, really?
Yeah, more scary, you know.
No.
His eyes cannot, understand where he's gathering or he gazing, His eye, one eyeball in the left side or other's eyeball looking right side, like that way. Different direction he looks like.
He's just making sure he sees everything.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
like,
maybe.
Like one of those chameleons where their eyes go in all different directions.
Yeah, that kind of, yes. Oh. It's really, really strange feeling, yes. But, after funeral, I called Kuba-sensei.
Yeah.
And then I asked him to come to his dojo.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, but you should visit and try practice with us first.
Yeah. See if you like it.
Yes. And if you think it's okay, anytime you can practice.
Oh.
So I visited and I met the guy. You remember the guy, long hair?
Yeah, long hair. He could have the traditional top knot.
Yes. I know him long time. He is 1 year older than me.
Mm.
Almost same age,
Right.
And we graduate different high school, but we all karate circle,
And
we joined the karate tournament, high school karate tournament, mm-hmm. and met a lot.
Oh, okay.
And he always lose because of the, hansoku.
Hansoku.
It means, no rule,
No.
He didn't keep the rule.
Oh, he was disqualified.
That's right. Always That's why I remember him.
In kata or kumite?
Kumite.
Oh, I see.
And kata is really interesting, not shite kata.
Okay, so what is shite kata?
Shite kata. Shite kata is it's also karate in a goju ryu kata,
okay,
or shorin ryu kata,
uh-huh,
but really, really different because mainland Japan style.
Okay.
But if I want to enter the tournament, I do the shite kata style.
Okay.
And I should keep all movement as shite kata. There's no exception or there's no application by myself, uh-huh, from by myself, or my opinion cannot show.
So it's a standard diet, it's a standard kata.
Yes.
The exact timing,
yes,
the positioning, everything is standardized, and you have to follow
right.
that
yes.
exactly. And that's yes. what some of the WKF tournaments mm-hmm. in Japan.
Yeah, that's
right. That's the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that style. So you know now recently more strict to keep this way.
It's getting more strict.
I think so.
Oh.
But at that time, maybe 15 years ago,
mm-hmm,
not such a strict way.
Mm-hmm.
So some students do show the not shite kata, more old style,
mm-hmm,
old school, but quite different, see?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, his kata is really similar for me because like my Kanzo sensei did.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they are connecting.
Right.
His sensei is Kuba sensei,
right,
and Kuba sensei is the same teacher
right.
they have. So,
I know that kata.
Yes,
and, you know,
yes.
it's almost the same so, as
that,
you
that guy,
it.
I found that the Kuba sensei's dojo.
Oh, okay.
And then we recognized each other. What are you doing here? Like that. So that's why, you know, I know the guy up there, so mm-hmm, it's a good timing to start again kata.
Yeah.
Karate.
Right.
This is why I moved to the Kuba sensei's dojo Kenpukan.
Okay.
Hmm?
How long ago was that?
Almost 8 years.
8 years, not too long ago.
Yes, that's right.
Looking for great entertainment? Want to find the best deals on food and drinks? Use the PubPal app to find great establishments near you. View daily specials, find live bands, karaoke, even poetry. If you're looking for something to do, PubPal is the answer, and it's only a click away. Download the app on the Apple Store and get the Android app on Google Play. And don't forget to like them on Facebook. Visit PubPalUSA.com to find out more. That's PubPalUSA. PubPalUSA.
And then how'd you get involved? You also write for the Okinawan Karate Times.
Yes.
Right. So you help, and that's a newsletter that comes out about once a month. Okay, and you update like all the karate news that happened in Okinawa.
Not now because I'm really busy now, but.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of years ago, yes.
Okay, yeah, because you were when I was living in
yes.
Okinawa, you were writing.
Yes.
I remember because you wrote the article when me and Sensei Walker and
yeah,
the
yeah,
other two
yeah,
guys
yeah,
visited
yeah,
Kuba
yeah, that's
Sensei's
right. So not only the writer, I just sometimes I suggest my editor Miguel.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that kind of event, so why don't we write that kind of article on the newspaper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go to interview by yourself. Okay, I write the article and
right.
I take picture by myself.
Yeah. Yeah. You're pretty well connected, so you know what's going on.
Yeah, but it was also coming from the encyclopedia group.
Okay.
Yes. And now just newspaper, publishing newspaper, but before, maybe 5-4 years ago, we had a NPO organization. about karate.
A what organization?
Karate, non-political, non, what's that? You know, I really forget about what is the standing for the character NPO.
Oh, non-profit organization.
Yeah, that's NPO, non-profit
organization.
And karate and kobudo.
Okay.
Now, just a name still out there, but no office. Nobody working for that.
So it's just nothing's happening with it.
That's right. But first, it's really, you know, political trouble inside.
Oh, I'll bet.
You like that kind
of. I love this kind of stuff. I love the political trouble because there's always political trouble in karate.
You know,
this is why karate will never be in the Olympics.
That's right.
Because you cannot get anybody to agree.
Mm-hmm.
The Okinawans are mad at the Japanese because they did it. The Japanese are mad at the Americans because they did something. And the Okinawans are all mad at each other.
Yes.
You know, you can never get anybody on the same page.
Yes. Same kind of, there are three guys made a big problem.
Really? Can we name the three guys?
One is, I already said, Miguel, you know, he loves karate very much.
Uh-huh.
He was a student of Higaono sensei.
Okay.
When he was French guy, when he was in French.
Okay.
And other two guys, one is a karate sensei, Shitoryu karate sensei.
Okay. So Japanese karate.
Yeah. But he's Okinawan guy.
Okay.
He loves to make organization.
All right.
He loves politics things.
Ah.
To feel I'm big man, you know, like that.
Okay, so he wants everybody. Oh,
yes,
I
know this sensei. I know this sensei. So I also important person in the karate. Karate world.
Okay.
You know? And another guy, he is not karate player, but he is looking for the chance to make money.
Okay. So know? These three guys are the ones who are trying
you know, the same group.
So that's where the trouble
was.
Yes. Did they get any other of the teachers involved in that, or was it just them
some karateka had really interested about their organization and help them and give a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
But they cannot make together, you know, those three persons. And then maybe 2 years, 3 years after that, gone.
It's done. It fell apart.
But there's still big connection, you know, with Miguel and outside of country.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had a website.
Okay.
And lots of foreign karate players ask or try to contact, how can I go to Okinawa? Or mm-hmm. how can I find the karate sensei?
Just show up.
Yes. So
show up and wander around and tell people about karate.
And you know, one of our business and one of our work
mm-hmm.
is just supporting that kind of people coming from outside Okinawa.
Okay. It is hard to find somebody to work out with.
So ask their styles and. The similar styles, I think,
mm-hmm.
similar dojo, and I will ask that sensei, that kind of people interested to come to Okinawa,
mm-hmm.
You're
trying to match similar dojo, so you don't want someone who's coming over that does, you know, full contact kickboxing going to to a school that also does Okinawan dance on the weekends.
You can say so anyway.
Yeah.
But so the NPO group is gone, but still there is a big connection like that. So Miguel keep that connection.
Yeah.
And those Okinawan karate news was start from NPO organization.
Okay.
So he also succeed that
publishment.
So now he had his own company, maybe his own or just a manager, I'm not sure. But now, yeah, he still keep going.
I had suggested to a couple people that because everyone was trying to promote tourism in Okinawa.
Yes.
And I had a couple of different people that told me that. I'm like, look, you ought to try to get the karate people to come here and be a little bit more friendly to them.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's people all over the world. There's literally millions of people.
Yes.
And everybody in karate, they all want to come back to Okinawa. It's the Mecca. If you're in karate, you have to go to Okinawa because this is this is where it's from.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a little bit of issue between the Japanese think they made it better. But really, outside of that, everybody else, like in the U.S. and whatever country, hey, Okinawa is where it started. They want to go, whatever style they're in.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you need to be a little bit more friendly, these people, and try to do something. And they're like, who would be interested in that? Like, they couldn't, a lot of people in Okinawa couldn't wrap their mind around the fact that karate was such a big deal and well-known outside of Okinawa.
Yes.
I remember I told one woman when I was teaching English, she said, why are you in Okinawa? I said, well, I came here to study karate.
Mm.
And I'm like, why are you in Okinawa? I mean, what do you mean? She's like, well, you should go to Tokyo.
Why Tokyo?
That's what I said. I'm like, why Tokyo? Well, it's, you know, that's where karate must be from. The most best
no,
people.
No, 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 but yeah, one day one of my student told me, hey, sensei, you know, karate is born from in Okinawa.
Yeah.
You know, here is, you know, birthplace in karate. The student told me about that. I know.
Yeah.
I know that, but, you know.
But it's amazing how many people don't know.
Yes.
But there's two sides of it. It's, first of all, it's amazing how many people don't have any clue whatsoever.
Yes.
And then the other thing is, you know, you're taking a cab and all of a sudden the guy driving it is like a sixth Don in Weishiro.
Yes.
You know, so it's...
It's really easy to find in a taxi driver.
Yeah.
Most of taxi driver had a black belt karate or Sanshin master, you know, the music instrumental, music master, or folk song master.
That's their
right.
Yeah, that's and the other easy way to tell is because they have their hands up on the steering wheel.
Yeah,
you can look at their knuckles.
Knuckles, yes, I am. You know, really easy to find, but most of Okinawan people don't have a chance to watch karate.
Right.
And they don't know how can I find the karate, real karate. But they're everywhere.
I know.
The karate dojo, right?
Really everywhere. But a lot of them are places that you, like did you ever go to Miyahira's dojo?
Not yet.
The first time I went, I would have never. If you gave me 100 years and $1 million, if I found it,
yeah,
I could have never. I would have wandered that island forever.
Really?
Because you have to go down along this road and then you turn before the bank and then there's a dead end and you turn here and then you go down an alley and then you go over a bridge and then you go up the dirt road and all of a sudden down this other alley is a dojo with. And there's a faded sign behind a bush. And there's the dojo. And so it's really hard to find. Even though they are everywhere,
you
kind of have to know somebody.
Yeah.
Or...
Yes, and correct person.
Yeah.
You know, I heard a really sad story. My friend's friend, he want to practice karate long time. But he didn't have enough time to practice or go to dojo, find dojo.
Mm-hmm.
So he retired his work. Maybe. So now he got a lot of time to practice. So he visited his nearby his house, there is a karate dojo.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, he retired work, so little old, about 60 years old, kind of guy, you know, but he visited Kyokushin Dojo.
Oh, wow. Yeah, those guys work out hard.
There are lots of young guys, really masculine, and punching really hard together, and really hard spar, you know. He tried to follow them, but he broke his back and knee. Too much work.
He broke his back?
Yes. He got a problem, and of course he quit.
Yeah.
And no more karate. His karate image destroyed, you know.
Yeah.
That's a really sad story. So if you want to practice the karate, you should find the correct person first.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's, you got to find the right dojo that sort of fits for you, that you
can go in.
You know, look, Kyokushin is perfect for a lot of people.
For some people, good, but not 60 not years yet. Old beginner karate.
No, not at all. Oh, wow. That's too bad. Did he ever find somewhere that he could work out?
I'm not sure. I think he stopped.
That's too bad.
Okay, and that does it for part one of my interview with Miwa Kanazawa. Tune in next week to hear part two, where Miwa talks about the research group working on the Okinawan Karate Encyclopedia, her various fights and run-ins with American military guys, and her impressions of Africa and how Kuba-sensei's tour came about. Thanks for listening. Hey everyone, like the show? Enjoy hearing interviews with martial artists from around the world? Then share it with a friend, family member, co-worker, everyone at your dojo, your fellow karateka. You can find new episodes every Sunday at choptalk.podbean.com. That's choptalk.podbean.com. And don't forget to like the show on Facebook. Thanks.